I want to make one point about Solomon in our first reading, and then focus on the parables of Jesus. Three short little parables there that are pretty powerful, really. In 1 Kings, God tells Solomon, I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there's never been anyone like you up to now, and after you, there will come no one to equal you. That last phrase has always struck me as problematic. Because if you know the story of Solomon, he went on to become arguably the worst king in Israel's history. How do we reconcile God's words that no one will equal Solomon's wise and understanding heart with the actual story of Solomon? I propose that the heart of Solomon was indeed graced with just such a surpassing wisdom. But over time, he hardened his heart so much that he became incapable of following the wisdom that God placed there. He no longer listened to God, but only to himself, and his wisdom turned to folly. The smartest man or woman among us becomes a fool when they reject the sovereignty of God over their life. In the gospel, for the third Sunday in a row, we hear Jesus proclaiming parables. Today he has three short but powerful ones. Let's not be like Solomon, but keep our hearts open and receptive to Christ's teaching and to his forming us into his image and likeness. The treasure that's hidden in the field, it refers to Christ. And the field perhaps refers to the church. When we embrace the church, we come to possess Christ. Christ is hidden in the heart of the church. Let's look at the one who finds the treasure. We're told he was searching. We'll never find the treasure by sleeping in our bed. We have to get out and search. The same is true for the merchant in that second parable. He's searching for fine pearls. Notice the plural. But when he finds the one of great price, then just like the one who found the treasure, he renounces everything else, for the sake of that one treasure, for the sake of that one pearl. From that moment on, he has no intention of ever selling it. He's finished forever with buying and selling. He's fulfilled. I want to look more closely at the third parable. Again, Jesus says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea which collects fish of every kind. First, it's fascinating to me that the Greek here actually never mentions fish even once. The sentence more literally says, the kingdom of the heavens is like a dragnet thrown into the sea which gathers together of every kind. There's nothing that evades the dragnet of the Father. It collects not just fish, but things of every kind. That includes good things as well as rotten things. Jesus goes on that when the dragnet is full, they haul it ashore and sit down together collect what is good into buckets, what is rotten they throw away. And he says, thus it will be at the consummation of the age. There are three verbs here describing what God does. God gathers, he collects, and he completes. He always wants us to find him. And so he continually gathers us, draws us together. That's why it's so important for us to gather on Sunday, so that the Lord can do some specific work with us and in us and through us. And then he sends us out. Okay, now go do that. He fills us with the grace that he has for us. Now go do that. The first two parables or about us searching for him during our time in this world. And the third parable is about the end of time, when God gathers us together for the final time, for the final judgment of collecting our goodness or rottenness. Rottenness leads to wailing and grinding of teeth. If we harden our hearts like Solomon did, there are negative consequences. But if we're searching for truth and goodness and beauty and communion and love, he wants to be found. He wants to gather us to him. That's what God does. What do we do? In the first two parables, we search. We need to be searching for truth and goodness and beauty and communion and love. After the third parable, he says to the apostles, "Do you understand all these things?" More literally, he says, "Have you put all these things together?" As we listen to Jesus, as we search for him, we're called to hold on to his words, reflect on them in our hearts, just like whom? Just like the Blessed Mother. Jesus says to put his teachings together. Well, we could just as truly say that his teachings put us together. If we listen to his words, if we hold on to his words, to his teachings, his parables knit us together, put us together, make us more whole. His words help us to become more joyful, more how he created us to be. When I was at the Encounter Conference a couple of weeks ago, I was feeling very self-conscious, self-focused, selfish. It made me think critically of my brother priests who were there. There were 5,000 people there, about 200 priests. And honestly, it made me very critical of myself, of my weaknesses and flaws. The last day we were celebrating Mass and standing in line with 200 priests for communion, feeling alone and unworthy. And suddenly the Lord put me together. In a moment, I realized it's a grace to be humbled. I want to be thankful for my weaknesses because through them I share in the cross of Christ. And in that same moment, I looked around at all these priests and realized they're my brothers. They're just as nervous and anxious, flawed and broken as I am. We can look around at everybody right here and say and think the same thing, right? Those were all the things that I've known my whole priesthood. And yet in that moment, the Lord put it together for me. The Lord put me together. Once again, forming and fashioning his disciple. It was no great work on my part, but on his. But it filled me with an indescribable joy and an overflowing thanksgiving. Jesus finishes his gospel today. He says, every scribe instructed in the kingdom, literally, every scribe discipled in the kingdom. In our searching, we've been instructed, we've been gathered, separated from the world. And at any given moment, through our openness, indeed our neediness, our searching, we let him put us together. And in that we begin to be his disciples, as we renounce everything else and embrace him as the treasure and the pearl. And when we embrace his church as the field. So here's the homework for the week. Pray again with these three parables every day this week. They're very short. And ask the Lord to put you together as his disciple.